Support for WPR comes from WIPS with Toward One Wisconsin, a conference on equity, diversity, and inclusion, May 7th and 8th in Eau Claire. Registration information and more is at t1w.org.
Support for WPR comes from Focus on Energy, committed to helping Wisconsinites focus on the planet by making smart energy choices. Energy resources for Earth Day and every day can be found at focusonenergy.com.
A new report shows that most Wisconsinites who buy their own health insurance will not face cancellations due to the Affordable Care Act. As our state capitol report continues in this half hour, we'll talk with a guest about this new report, and we'll also have him weigh in on Wisconsin's upcoming special legislative session to extend the state's deadline for moving some people on Badger Care right now to insurance that they will have to get on the online federal exchanges. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is coming up on 7:37 on this Monday, November 25th. So have you received a letter saying your health insurance plan was canceled? Do you know if your health care will be more or less affordable under the Affordable Care Act? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizens Action of Wisconsin. It co-released a report last week detailing how the Affordable Care Act will affect people who buy insurance on the individual market. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. Great to be with you.
So what is the takeaway from the new report?
Well, critics of healthcare reform have trumped this issue up and tried to make it sound like there are all sorts of people who have stable coverage on the individual market. That is where people buy insurance on their own, not through an employer. It's just not the case. The individual market is the wild, wild west of healthcare, where the major discrimination takes place. People denied coverage based on pre-existing conditions don't hold on to insurance very long, or canceled all the time, in fact. And so the report found that 6.5% of Wisconsinites under the age of 65 get insurance this way, so it's not most people. And of that group, only 0.06% risk paying higher rates in the first year because a policy was canceled. That's because most people, over two-thirds, don't keep the policy for over a year. Either it's canceled or they find something else that's better. And this is, of course, even those who are going to face cancellations are getting much higher quality coverage. A lot of this coverage is substandard, and so it's good as long as the insurance agency will sell it to you because they think you're a good profit risk, and as long as you don't have to use it. If you have a major injury, major illness, people often go medically bankrupt because there are so many holes in the policies. That ends with the Affordable Care Act. And so our point is that there's a lot more control, a lot more freedom for people under the Affordable Care Act than in this wild, wild west of an individual insurance market that's being outlawed, quite frankly.
So who's on the receiving end of all these cancellations that we hear about over and over again?
Well, there's a smaller subset of people who might keep the policy more than a year. That's a third of people. It probably isn't year to year to year because the insurance industry changes these policies all the time. And in fact, they try to churn people through because their research shows that if someone has the same policy for 2 or 3 years, they tend to make more claims. And so there are some people facing cancellations. A lot of those people will have better deals on the Affordable Care Act because another number from the report is that 73% of people in the individual market in Wisconsin have an income low enough in order to qualify for the generous tax subsidies. So they're going to get tax subsidies to afford better coverage in the new marketplace. But there are a few people who make too much income who will be canceled, but they're people who a lot of them had substandard policies, probably couldn't have held on to the policies long term, who will be much better off long term, even if there's a short term, scare that they lost the policy that they were renewing for the next year.
Yeah. So what do you mean by they will be much better off in the long term?
Well, they'll have coverage that can never be taken away from them. That's a provision no matter their age, gender, their health conditions, no matter what. And that's totally different than the individual market where you hold on to your policy as long as the insurance industry thinks you're a good risk for profit. And then quite frankly, often that policy is terrible once you actually have to use it, once there really is a major health or medical condition or an injury. And so everyone, I would say, is much better off because we're moving to a new system which ends this discrimination. And therefore, people will have control and choice what I think is really misleading with conservative opponents is they make it sound like people have choice and freedom on the current market, which is not the case. All the cards are held by the insurance company. In the new situation, it's people who will be able to decide what they have. There'll be clear, transparent policies that all cover all necessary medical care and have limits on out-of-pocket spending, et cetera, and cannot be denied to anyone.
So how does Wisconsin stack up against nearby states, if you know? Are we in better, worse, or about the same shape as our neighbors in terms of the cancellations, for instance?
It's pretty similar. There's a couple points of a percentage point here and there between other states, but it's a small part of every insurance market. And most people in every state are going to qualify for tax subsidies who buy insurance in this fashion, and everyone will be able to move to a new system. So there are some variations, but they're not huge.
We are talking with Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action of Wisconsin, talking about a report that Citizen Action released late last week regarding the Affordable Care Act and how it will affect people in Wisconsin. And we're welcoming your questions and how it's affecting you. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This report, among other things, shows that most Wisconsinites who buy their own health insurance will not face cancellations due to Obamacare. And we have Jamie on Facebook who writes, most Wisconsinites will not face having to sign up for Medicaid either. What's the point?
It's a much larger number of people on the state's Badger Care program. It's 750,000 people. And as you know, we're going to discuss this later in the half hour, but there are major issues around the implementation of that. So it's a larger group. The reason this matters is because conservative opponents of health care reform are trying to create really a stampede of fear in the general public that will affect elections, that there are millions of people who are losing coverage that's good for them and they like because of the Affordable Care Act, so they're losing control, when in fact it's quite the opposite. This is guaranteeing that consumers have control and choices and can never be denied by the insurance industry and never could be sold substandard policies, and they can see exactly what the policy is in a transparent way. So that's why it matters, because opponents have made this a big political issue and tried to create so much fear that people will actually respond in a way that reduces their freedom substantially rather than expanding it.
Well, we will talk. Let's talk now before we take our break about the upcoming special legislative session regarding Badger Care and the Affordable Care Act. This would delay the deadline for forcing people off of the Badger Care coverage and having to buy coverage online from the federal exchanges. What's your take on the governor's action when it comes to these are people who are being forced off Badger Care because they exceed the federal poverty guidelines? Isn't that right?
Right, but also because of Governor Walker's decision not to take the enhanced Medicaid dollars for Badger Care under the Affordable Care Act. So in Minnesota, this isn't happening. They're keeping eligibility similar to what Wisconsin's used to be. So it would have been better just to accept the money, which is a popular thing to do. But in this case, if he's not going to accept the money, it is better to delay 3 months, not only because of the problems that everyone knows about at healthcare.gov, but because Scott Walker's administration's IT has been slow as well, and they haven't notified most of these people directly, any of them, that they are definitely being cut off. There was a general notification that went out, but it wasn't specific to who would be cut off, and it hasn't come out yet. It's coming out this week, I believe. So there's another reason there. Here's the problem, though. Even though it makes sense to delay that for 3 months, that 77,000 people forced off, what has been much less reported is that Governor Walker funds that by delaying coverage for an additional 80,000 even lower income people who are going to gain coverage. And so we don't think they should fund it that way. It's fundamentally unethical to fund insurance for one group by denying it to another. Senator Baldwin has made a very good suggestion that if Governor Walker won't take the money, he could just take it for 3 months, and then both groups could have coverage. And so we're opposed to the way he's doing this, though we do think that it's smart and reasonable to delay people being moved for 3 months if Governor Walker insists on cutting them off Badger Care, which he apparently does.
Well, we will get to listener calls in just a moment about the Affordable Care Act and how it's affecting people in Wisconsin. Talking with Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action of Wisconsin, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is our State Capitol Report. We are talking about a new report on health care cancellations in Wisconsin with Robert Craig. He is Executive Director of Citizen Action of Wisconsin. Citizen Action of Wisconsin co-released a report last week detailing how the Affordable Care Act will affect people who buy insurance on the individual market. And it, among other things, said that most Wisconsinites who buy their own health insurance on will not face cancellations due to Obamacare. And it also says that that most people will be paying less for their health care with the subsidies that are offered. We have lots of callers, so let's go to, is it Olive in Madison?
It's Olav.
I'm sorry, Olav. Go ahead.
Okay, I received a letter from my insurance provider in mid-September before the marketplace was open, and they said I could keep my current plan because it says here that the insurance rates are probably going to be increasing because of the Affordable Care Act. And if I kept my current plan, they'd have to renew it in December rather than January, and the cost of that new policy or the renewal policy was going to be $150 more per month than I'm paying right now. The day before the exchanges opened, on the 30th of September, I received a letter from the provider, and they said they're going to shift me onto an Affordable Care Act plan, compatible, and the plan that was most like the plan I have now is, in fact, $100 a month less than I'm paying now and $250 a month less than what they offered on the renewal option on the first letter I got. And since then, I had gone on, and I found out that for all four providers in Dane County, there are 94 different plans available to me, and 55 of those are cheaper than what I'm paying right now.
Mm-hmm. A reaction to that, Robert Craig?
Well, I think that the caller makes a great point. You see, a lot of people have not gotten good information from their insurance companies like the caller has, and since healthcare.gov has been hard to use, have feared they're going to pay much higher rates when, in fact, it's been shown. Some of these testimonials on Fox News and conservative talk shows have been shown to be the opposite, to be like your caller, where they're going to save money. And so I'm really concerned that there's all this fear across the country and people terrified they're going to pay much higher rates when, in fact, the opposite is often the case, like with your caller. So I'm glad his insurance company did the right thing. Others have actually not provided the information and fomented this this fear across the country that people are going to be worse off, which is, as the caller shows, not the case.
Well, love, thank you very much for the call. Dave in Eau Claire is with us. Hello, Dave.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Joy. I appreciate it. You know, nationwide, I've seen statistics, particularly out of California and Florida, that show that probably 10 to 1 people will be losing their insurance over those who couldn't get it before, who will now get it via the Affordable Care Act. And so there may be some validity to the gentleman's report, but I'm highly suspicious. And secondly, you know, I've had friends that are like in their 50s or 60s, and you know, their insurance policies force them to have things like dental plans for children when they don't even plan to have children, obviously. And so, you know, there's mandates in these insurance programs that the free market would allow us to avoid and be more efficient. And you know, finally, all the disasters that are going on with this launch and with this program, you know, are going to be spread across to the rest of us who aren't buying insurance individually, because those of us who work for people will have the employer mandate in the upcoming year, and it's going to be a disaster. So you can bring this gentleman on, and he can say these things, but there's just an avalanche of evidence against him.
All right. Well, there's three big points there. There's an avalanche of evidence against what you're saying, Robert Craig. What's your response to that?
The caller has just been misled about this by a very powerful conservative communication operation that's national. Every reputable study shows that a lot more people will have access to coverage than before, and they'll have coverage that cannot be taken away from them at all, no matter what. the caller talks about early retirees. They are people who are the most benefited, because people between 55 and 64 who don't have employer-based insurance, they're the ones who face astronomical rates in the current market, because they're discriminated against based on age, and they can't do that anymore. There are strict limits on how much of an increase there can be based on age. Now, the caller wants to talk about the healthcare.gov and use that to talk about the whole system. Look, the healthcare.gov thing was unacceptable. It needs to be fixed. Hopefully it will be, as has been promised, within the next week or two, where it works extremely well. But that doesn't mean that we should go back to a system where you can literally be thrown off your coverage and never buy it because you have asthma, because you're a cancer survivor, et cetera. That discrimination will return if we repeal the law.
Dave, thanks for the call. Carrie in Augusta is with us now. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, good morning. I so agree with your guest that it's this fear mongering kind of thing. The Affordable Care Act has given me such peace of mind. As a mother of a 25-year-old son, I know he's protected till 26 if he needs to come on our insurance. And as a breast cancer survivor, I cannot be terminated from care. And this is huge, huge weight lifted off my shoulder. And I thank President Obama for this.
Do you have a reaction to that, Robert Craig?
We know people through our healthcare organizing across the state who feel this way, who have been denied affordable coverage for years because they're cancer survivors. So this creates an incredible peace of mind. Right now, frankly, if the insurance industry considers you profitable, you can buy coverage on your own. You'll lose it as soon as they don't. And in addition, you may have a policy that's substandard, and you'll find out you go bankrupt even though you have insurance if you have a major illness. And so that all changes. I think the previous system was fundamentally unethical and immoral because it allowed essentially discrimination and profit based on denying coverage to people who might become sick or have been sick. And that's just wrong, and we should not return to that kind of system. So your caller reflects what a lot of people with chronic diseases are feeling. There are 1.2 million Wisconsinites with a pre-existing condition that would get them denied coverage if they have to buy insurance on their own, most likely. And so those people are now much safer. Even if they have good insurance now, it's a safety net for everyone who ever faces that situation in their lives before they get to Medicare.
Mark in West Bend is with us. Hello, Mark.
Morning, Joy. Beautiful weather out here. You definitely know you're in Wisconsin.
Are you getting a lot of snow, Mark?
Oh, a lot of snow out here, yep. Roads are tough. Please drive safely. Affordable Care Act, I think what your guest is talking about is all the people that would suffer and, can't get coverage, and this provides a lot of opportunities for them, and I think I have a lot of sympathy for them. However, we need to understand that at my company, we were told that going on the exchanges, there's not a lot of options right now, and what's available, our rates per person would double. So I think what's happening is that, yes, it helps a lot of people, but there's no free lunch. And I think for a lot of people, like in my situation, maybe middle-aged people or younger people, they're going to pay quite a bit of money to make this all work out funding-wise. Yes, the cancer patients will be helped, and that's wonderful, but we need to remember that it will cost other individuals quite a bit more.
Now, I'm sorry, Mark, why is it going to cost you more working for you have a small company that does not provide health insurance?
We get insurance right now, as I understand it, that's all aggregated, and we go to different insurance companies, they bid, and they provide us rates, and it's kind of negotiated. But due to a lot of the changes in the laws, what's going to happen is for us to, we're going to renew early and get a little bit, I think a 20% increase or 15% increase or something like that. But if we renewed in January, the available plans that kind of match our needs would be almost doubling, as I understand it, our individual cost per person, because maybe right now we have people not with a lot of needs on our policy, so our rates are better. And then when we go to the overall plan, it goes up quite a bit because, they're giving us a group plan for a lot of different people.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Well, so this report, just to clarify, Robert Craig, was for those who buy their own health insurance, and you found that very, very few would face cancellations due to this and would probably be better off because of the Affordable Care Act. But what about Mark and his company? He says that health insurance is going to double for him.
Well, it'd be unusual, and in a lot of cases, these stories have been reported by insurance companies and haven't been true. In other words, there have been other options for companies. I can tell you at Citizens National Wisconsin, we're a small employer, we're going to be able to get a higher quality coverage than we get now for the same price. And so we're able to trade up for the same price. But the caller pointed out, right, if you had an extremely healthy group of people, a group of young 25-year-olds in your company, and then you might get a very good rate now, but that will change as soon as there's one person in your company, if you're a small employer, with a health condition. And so this changes that. So even if there are some companies, some individuals that lose in the short term, i.e. their premium goes up, it's for much better coverage. By the way, that's another reason that the premium's going up. It may be that the coverage is substandard and has all sorts of gotyas in it that would bankrupt someone if they actually had a serious medical condition. And I just want to point out it's 1.2 million people in Wisconsin under 65 years of age who have a pre-existing condition that would get them denied coverage most likely if they ever had to buy insurance on the run. It's not just a few cancer survivors. I think we should care about cancer survivors as well. But I think from an ethical standpoint as a society, we should all be willing, even if it hurts us a little bit in the short term, to be able to do this to make sure there's a system where everyone gets access to affordable coverage, both individuals and small businesses, no matter what, that it's worth doing that from an ethical standpoint.
Very quickly, Lori emails. She compared the plans for Wisconsin and Minnesota and found the Minnesota plan significantly cheaper. This is the difference between two similar states, one where the governor took action and got the best deals for his citizens and one where the governor did not. We have less than a minute for a reaction to that.
Well, we at Citizen Action Wisconsin broke that story. We did a report 3 weeks ago showing that rates are 79% to 99% higher in Wisconsin because Governor Walker turned down the Medicaid money and therefore put more lower-income people or sicker people into the insurance pool for the exchange and isn't using rate review like Minnesota is to ratchet down on higher rates. They've gotten 37% reductions in Minnesota. Now, the far right has gone crazy trying to discredit our report, but it's been confirmed by both USA Today, Gannett did research, and the St. Paul Pioneer Press that there's a huge disparity. And it has to do with one state, Minnesota, taking advantage of the new tools under the Affordable Care Act, another one, Wisconsin, which is not. And callers can go to our website, citizenactionwi.org, and read the full report. So the caller is absolutely right. There's a huge disparity, and it's a self-made problem.
That's it. Thanks a lot for being with us. Robert Craig is Executive Director of Citizen Action of Wisconsin.